This was the song and dance that characterized the day as the cricket family bade farewell to their national team, which left today for the T20 World Cup that will run in India from March 8. The team has left early in order to play a series of preparatory matches as well as to acclimatize to the conditions, which are far much different from this part of the world. The cricket family is hoping for a better show from their usually disappointing team, and the chairman of Zimbabwe Cricket, Tawengwa Mkutlani, told the players that the authorities will not accept any excuses when they come back home after the games.
Hamilton and your boys, it's high time you all played to your potential. You are like every other team in terms of talent, so there can never be an excuse for failure. So go out there and play as if your life depends on it, and bring us back that silver away.
Even the Minister of Sport and Recreation, Makosi Ntlongwane, warned the players that their followers will not take it lightly, any failure on the part of the Chevrons.
I would like the team to appreciate that the whole of Zimbabwe is behind them. There would obviously not be serious and concerned fans if they fail to register their displeasure when the results do not go Zimbabwe's way.
Zimbabwe are in the same qualifying group with Scotland, Hong Kong and Afghanistan. Should they top this group, the Chevrons will then join the likes of South Africa, Sri Lanka, West Indies and England in the second round. Team manager Christian Chitsike said their aim is to first get out of their qualifying group before they can make any promises.
Our target is obviously to get out of the qualifying rounds and get into the tournament proper. That is our minimum target.
Captain Hamilton Masakadza also sang the same tune of second round qualification, but said he is confident they would achieve that feat.
The first target is to get through that qualifying stage and then we'll take it from there.
Masakadza dismissed Hong Kong and Scotland as challengers and said they would like to prove a point by overcoming bitter rivals, Afghanistan.
Our main thing right now is to make sure we try and get one back on Afghanistan. We've been rather difficult for us of late, so we're looking more at that.
According to the fixtures released by the International Cricket Council, after Scotland, Zimbabwe will play Hong Kong on March the 10th before rounding off their group matches with a game against Afghanistan on March the 12th. Skeptics, however, are of the opinion that the Chevrons will be lucky to come out of that qualifying staging group. Now to football. Two of the country's top football teams, Dynamos and Highlanders, will be in action over the weekend to showcase their new signings ahead of the start of the Castle Lager Premier Soccer League program. The Premier Soccer League program will begin in April. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Michael Cariati.